Lord over the clutter. Psalm 46 begins by reminding us that God is a shelter, a strength, and a source of help in times of trouble. As a result, we do not have to fear. Soon after this reminder, the writer paints a picture of utter confusion and chaos. It's a picture of the earth being removed, the mountains being covered into the mist of the sea, and the mountains shaking. The above scene is more than just mere art history or poetic imagination. There is indeed a lot of chaos in our world today. Besides the pandemic, there are natural disasters here and there, fires grazing buildings down, etc. There may even be some confusion or disorder in your life personally. It could be a business or relationship coming apart, or children going astray. God says, hold on, there's hope. In verse 7, we are reminded that God is with us. God is described here as the Lord of hosts. This means that he's the God who fights our battles. This is one of my favorite descriptions of God. This psalm is a prophetic psalm because it speaks of the end of time, a time when the Jews would recognize Jesus as the Messiah. It's also a time when God would make wars cease and destroy weapons of war, as described in verses 8 and 9 of the chapter. However, no matter what situation we are going through, we can be still and know that he is God. As we do that, he would be magnified and exalted in our lives. I have made you too small in my eyes. O Lord, forgive me. And I have believed in a lie that you were unable to help me. But now, O Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong. And in my eyes and with my song, O Lord, be magnified. O Lord, be magnified. Song by Don Moyne. Find the song at the link indicated. Our scripture for thoughts and reflection has been Psalm 46 and verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Shalom.